Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's July 29th, 2013. Here's the big transition from "We're glad you're here" to "Saddle up, everyone. We're riding the range today with a special guest. We're going to round up some cattle, get some griddles cooking on an open fire, and enjoy the range. Here's some of our favorite cowboys, the Sons of the San Joaquin, singing "Beyond the Sunset." So get that cowboy hat on and enjoy today's ride.
Beyond the sunset, oh blissful morning, when with our Savior heaven is begun, earth's toiling ended, oh glorious dawning, beyond the sunset. When day is done, beyond the sunset, no clouds will gather, no storms will threaten, no fears annoy, a day of gladness.
I'm excited about today's program. Those of you that were tuned in last week, we were trying to track down Will Hathaway, and we're excited. We got him on the phone with us, and yet not just Will, Stu is back with us. My brother out in the Phoenix, Arizona area is going to help me co-host this program because Stu had the opportunity a month or two back to meet up with Will. And so let me tell you a little story, a little of the background, and then we're going to introduce Will to you. In fact, I'm going to have Stu introduce Will to you. But as often is the case, I get a lot of books and CDs and various authors, artists, musicians, people coming through the area, and they say, hey, might you want to interview me, or might you want to promote my seminar or my workshop? And so, you know, I try to do a little research, some background reading, find out a little more about the person or the individual or what the seminar is going to be about. And so I learned of this book from Will Hathaway. It's called "What If God Is Like This? Meet the God You Never Knew." And I thought, oh, an interesting title. I like the book cover. It's a child on a swing under a big green tree and a prairie setting with the clouds in the sky. And I look at the back cover and I'm like, oh, good-looking, all-American kind of guy. So I read a little more about him and I'm thinking, it looks like he might have an interesting story. And then I look a little closer and I'm like, oh, he's from the Phoenix, Arizona area. That's where my brother's at. I'll have Stu track him down, meet with him over lunch or something, and then give me the scoop on him. So basically, a couple months back, and I had Stu receive a copy of What If God Is Like This by Will Hathaway. And by the way, his name is Will Hathaway. It's printed by Creative Team Publishing, and it can be purchased at will-hathaway.com, will-hathaway.com. And so I told Stu to meet up with him and begin reading the book. And so before I have Stu formally introduce him, Stu emailed me and kind of gave me the scoop on things. He said, Mark, I've almost finished Will's book. It's a pretty easy read, has some really good insights. You can go to his website and see what you think about his other interviews with a couple of stations at will-hathaway.com. It was really interesting because I thought I'd hear stories about being a police officer and a pastor and balancing the two, but he focused more on the pastor part because of still being a police officer and not wanting to put out stories, etc., that could pertain to people he still works with or that still are in the area and so forth. So Stu appreciated that you were going to be sensitive about some of your career and what you're doing. And then Stu goes on to say in another email, seems like a great guy. I would consider having him on. He's not asking for an answer or anything now. He just felt it was a God-honoring story, and I think think it's really well written. Also, Mark, it seems like Will is an interesting guy, and the funny thing is it sounds like he really doesn't like to talk about the SWAT team part much, but you could get him to relate some of the fun things about being a cowboy. He relates a lot in his book to growing up on Southern Arizona Ranch. So, Stu, thanks for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends. Thanks for doing the reconnaissance and going out and meeting Will and endorsing him, and I know you've read through the book and you've enjoyed it. And so tell me a little about Will, and then tell me what it was like meeting up with him a month or two back.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. I know we had a few emails going back and forth, and we were finally able to meet up and had coffee together, and it was a really good time. And right off the bat, I could tell, you know, Will was just very genuine, you know, relating things right away, humble, you know, really about the being a police officer as well. You know, just like we were talking about last week with the firemen up in Yarnell and how I related that, you know, it became very apparent that Will's, the first thing in his life is his faith in Christ. And just like the two firefighters that I highlighted, I can see that same pattern in Will's life where his faith is going to be what's utmost and important, and God just happens to be calling him to be a police officer right now as well. So, Mark, let me take this time to introduce Will formally to the Great News Radio listeners. Just like many of the people who grew up in the Midwest, when I was moving out to Arizona with Mom, the only things I knew about Arizona really was thinking about cactus and maybe John Wayne images of being out in the ranch and horses and the whole western scenery. Actually, Will was raised on a working cattle ranch in southern Arizona, so he actually fits into that mold. And you can tell through his book as well, that outdoors lifestyle really builds into how he connects with God as well. And not only that, when I met with Will, he mentioned to me that he graduated from Grand Canyon University. A lot of the listeners may not be aware, but Grand Canyon University now is the largest privately funded Christian university in the country. And then also, well, I was meeting with Will, he was also talking a little bit about his family and relayed the story about meeting his wife, Cara, and being college sweethearts. He also mentioned that now they have three wonderful children. He's working as a police officer, but at the same time, he's also been in ministry 13 years as a youth pastor and currently serving as the college and career pastor.
So, Will, with all this being said to you, now, I have to say, Will, this is a first. You're being tag-teamed by two Burns brothers. I don't think we've ever had an interview like this before. So if you seem a bit overwhelmed or it's like, I don't know if I could take two Burnses at once, welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Thanks for being available. And I'm excited to share you with our radio listeners because, you know, we've become Facebook friends, and I've seen some of your posts, and it seems like you love your family. You've been honoring your wife through some of the posts and some of the experiences. You seem like a great dad. I see you with your daughter, your son's either out on the ranch or on a horse or some of the fun things you're doing. And so I'm hoping that we're going to be able to turn this interview into a two-day interview to hear a little of your story, your background, how you met your wife, and then also why you wrote this book, What If God Is Like This? Meet the God You've Never Known, what you want our listeners to glean out of that, kind of like the take-home, why you wrote it, and some of your life story. So welcome. Thanks for being available. So tell us a little about yourself.
First off, thank you so much for having me. Stu is doing such a great job of building me up. I'm almost tempted just to stay quiet, let him keep going. Quite flattering there. So thank you. It was a great to get to meet you as well. I really did enjoy our coffee and our visit. That was a lot of fun. That was really glad that Mark. Thank you for setting that up. But yeah, I'm just a pretty much a regular American kid. I grew up in Southern Arizona along the Mexican border there, and on a working cattle ranch, and was raised there until I went to college. Went to college up in Phoenix, as mentioned. Went to Grand Canyon where I met my wife. During that time, I was raised in a Christian family, so Christianity was something that I had known to birth. And as I got older and got into college, I knew I wanted to go into some sort of ministry at some point. So I eventually went into youth ministry and for a short time went to seminary out in Indiana, and then just did a semester there before moving down to Arkansas. Was a semester there, and then we moved back. And so when we moved back, the church that I ended up youth pastoring at was not able to afford a paid position, so it was a volunteer position. So I had family that had been involved in law enforcement, and so I had decided to, a couple of the agencies were hiring in the Phoenix area, so I applied and got the job, and that was 12 years ago.
Now, tell me a little about that transition of feeling a calling, following the Lord, saying, okay, I'm going to maybe serve you, take some seminary courses, find a nice church. And then you might be like, wow, from the church to a police officer. I mean, how did God confirm that? Did you read like that passage out of Colossians, you know, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart is working for the Lord, not for men. Like, did you see that as a new calling, like to be a Christian, to be a witness, to be an effective God-honoring police officer, do your duties to his glory? Or was it kind of maybe a transitional job, or were you kind of saying, Lord, you know, I got to provide income? So how did you discern to move forward on to become a police officer?
Yeah, well, at that point in my life, it was mainly a move out of almost sheer desperation. I had a wife, I had a newborn baby, and I just needed a stable job at that point. And so, you know, I wish there was a huge spiritual, you know, story that led up to it. But the spiritual story really developed after I got there, and I realized that through that career and through the way it opened my eyes to different aspects of life in general, and the way it exposed different aspects of my faith that I had not faced before, that God did very much. Was very much in his plans for me to do this. And it's surprising how related the two career fields are. Most times people think of law enforcement and, you know, you're driving fast and catching guys and things like that. But ultimately it's working with people, good people and bad people. And what I've learned is that there's very, very, very few bad people out there. There's people who've made mistakes and people who have issues and struggles, but very few of them are truly malicious in their heart towards, you know, really wanting to hurt other people that are out there. But it's really taught me to view people a very different perspective than I had before, when I had, you know, had relatively a sheltered upbringing and a sheltered life up to that point.
Now, you mentioned that you grew up in a Christian home. Your father and mother, like, weekly attended church. So was it them that helped lead you into that relationship with Jesus, or a youth pastor? When did that point of decision come where you recognize, you know, you're a sinner, you're flawed, you're fallen, you need a Savior? Like, who communicated that truth to you?
I can't remember a time in my life when I didn't know that, I guess. I was that kid that accepted Christ about 38 times, and I remember specifically doing it one time when I was 7, so I concluded that, you know, 7 is when I accepted Christ. So I was very much, you could not have been more exposed to Christianity and to the church than I was growing up. It was literally from birth on. And I would think that hopefully this is something that maybe some people in your audience might be able to relate to, but when there's something that you've only been exposed to and you've always been exposed to your whole life, at a certain point in life, you start to reevaluate things. And this was pretty much during my college years and even up until in my late 20s, where, you know, I understood that I was a Christian and I understood why I was a Christian, but I also understood that I had been born into this family that was a Christian family in the United States of America. And the question hit me, well, what if that was just luck of the draw? What if I had been born into a family in India or in the Middle East or some other part of the world where some other religion is what they adhere to? Would I still be a Christian, or would I be adhering to that? And what makes my faith different than any other faith? Why should I believe what I believe, and why should I not believe, you know, what others teach, when this is essentially what I was born into? And so that's what really kind of started the journey of searching, is what is this all about? You know, we hear about this loving God and a God who, you know, wants to provide for us and things like that. And then when I went into the law enforcement, I was 24 when I went into law enforcement. And prior to that, you hear about bad things happening. We hear about it on the news, or you read the paper, or, I mean, people don't read the paper anymore, but you go to a website. You know, you hear about things, and I think one of the quickest answers that I always was kind of taught and kind of accepted was, well, you know, that's terrible. God has a plan. You know, God will somehow make this good. It looks bad, but it's not really bad, because God is somehow orchestrating this, and he's going to orchestrate for good. And I, you know, I was able to kind of do that until I went into law enforcement, and then instead of reading about it in the paper, I was right there on scene. I was there when these things were happening, and then I would read about the scene that I was at the next day in the paper, and just actually look into the eyes of these people who have experienced immense tragedy and immense pain and immense suffering. It got a little harder to just flippantly say, well, you know, God has a plan for this, and it really created some major questions for me, and that, does he? Because this seems awfully rough. And I have to say that, you know, personally, I have not been through any horrific tragedy in my life, personally, which I'm thankful for, but I've gotten the opportunity to see it in what other people have dealt with. And it really made me start to acknowledge that there is a much bigger. There's a lot more questions than there are answers for a lot of people in this world with some of the circumstances and some situations that we face. And that's kind of what really got my spiritual journey going on was, okay, I can't just let this lie. I've got to start to try and figure this out.
In case you just tuned in, we have Will Hathaway on the phone with us. And when I say we, Stu Burns, my co-host, helping out today on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. And Will is an author. He's a speaker, a police officer, college and career pastor, former ranch handler, broke many a horse. Wait, no, what do you say? Wait, you did break a horse. What do you call that?
No, they broke me. So.
Yeah.
So, no, breaking a horse. Yeah, that's right. Broke a horse.
Ranch hand, has three lovely children, is married to Kara. And today I felt we'd lay some of the groundwork, some of your personal story, some of how God's been at work in your life, how you've juggled these various jobs and used these life experiences to press kingdom influence, power, and authority into the various realms where you could touch lives, your children, your wife, your family, through the police force, through the church. But then God put on your heart to write a book, and you've entitled it, What If God Is Like This? Meet the God You've Never Known. So I want to spend a few minutes talking about that, and then maybe tomorrow I'll have you come back and spend the whole time. Why did you write this book? What you hope our listeners would get out of it? What would be their takeaway? But I would be remiss if I didn't give you the opportunity, because Husbandry 101 would say you would certainly want to do a shout-out for your kids and your lovely wife, Kara. So tell us a little about her and how you met in the next few minutes.
Well, Kara, first off, has put up with a very busy schedule, and she's put up with trying to write this book. And actually, I've written two books now. I just released my second one. But so all that time and energy going into that, I could not have done without her. She is a fantastic mom and a great wife. We met in college. My college roommate was actually in a drama. They were on scholarship for like a drama troupe, and Kara was in that troupe. And so we met all out studying one night at Denny's. She showed up, and she and my roommate had a class that they were studying for, and I was studying something else. And we got to talking, and we're still talking. pretty quick.
Was it one of those love at first sights? Did you kind of, the chemistry, or was it like, this is a special woman?
Yeah, I don't know if I can say it was love at first sight, but there was instant chemistry. And then, it didn't take us very long to realize that this is it. So we were actually got engaged 3 months later. So it was pretty quick. And got married a year after that. And that was just over 15 years ago. In that time, we have three kids we're very proud of. We have a son, a daughter, and a son. So the oldest just started the youth group here at our church, and then the other two are younger than that. So they'll be coming up soon.
Because we only have a couple minutes left, and I'd love for you to maybe share a takeaway or why you wrote this book, just to kind of have a teaser for people to tune in tomorrow and find out more. And they can go to your website, will-hathaway.com. Will-Hathaway.com. You can learn about, maybe you want to invite him to come speak to the youth or the college group or fill a pulpit on a Sunday service. He can deliver a message, or maybe you want to buy multiple copies of his book and give them out as gifts, but you can find all that at his website. But give us maybe a little takeaway or something that we can ponder, maybe as we're going to work today or we're thinking about, gosh, does God really care? What's God like? Something we can chew on today.
Well, the book started out actually is a compilation of a few sermons I had done. So at our church, whenever our pastor is gone, I'd pulpit fill for him. And so each time I got to speak, I would normally pick one of these really difficult questions that I was dealing with. Like, why do bad things happen to good people? What about hell? How does hell work? These different aspects, is there anything that's hard for God, or something's hard for God? And so I would preach these sermons, and then I was done, and I'd put all this work into it, and I thought, it's over. Just preached it. So I kept all the notes, and I just thought, I've got some material here. Maybe I ought to consider working this into a book. And I have a friend named Glenn Aubrey who is the head of Creative Team Publishing, and I contacted him and just had some basic questions about publishing. And he asked for a sample of what I had written. And I sent it to him, and he came back and said, you got to do something with this. I think this will really help a lot of people. So we were off and running, and they helped me get it out. So now they've helped me do both my books now.
Well, Will, I'm going to read a little from the table of your contents just as a teaser. These are some of the things maybe we can talk about tomorrow, but who is God and what is he really like? What if God isn't the only thing supernatural? What if God's greatest desire for us is not obedience, the result of freedom? What if God is dealing with a personal crisis? What if hell wasn't created for people? What if some things are hard for God? What if God has his hands full? What if salvation is not standardized? The big decision. What if God has a treasure? True love, a return to freedom. So these are some of the topics and some of the title chapters that we'll discuss tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. Boy, Will, thanks for being available. Thanks for coming back for tomorrow's broadcast. Stu, thanks for being a part of this discussion. And I'm looking forward tomorrow, Will, to find out some more of why God led you to write this book and what the takeaways are and some of the unique things that you learned and discovered as you wrote these various chapters. So thanks for being a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you both. This has been a lot of fun. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, glad to be here, my brother.
All right, my brother. In case you just tuned in, this program is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, under our archived programs link. We do broadcast at 7:32 a.m. with the 7:32 p.m. re-airing. That's Central Time, 8:32 a.m. and p.m. for our great Indiana listeners. So maybe you have a friend or a loved one that would be interested in knowing what is God like and how does he work in our lives and why do bad things happen to good people and is he a God that we can trust and surrender to and obey and is he a good God? Well, tomorrow we're going to talk some more about that because we have the author, Will Hathaway, on the phone with us and we'll discuss why he wrote this book, What If God Is Like This? Meet the God You've Never Known. I'm going to be back for that interview. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.